A very good morning. Thank you very much for coming out to Daf Pei Daled. That's 84. I'm Rabbi Kalman Akiva Kovacs, filling in for Rabbi Silber. And it's so funny because usually I sit in the very back row and up here I'm in the very front. But it's Purim Katan, so we're practicing for Vina Hafachu. Hello, everybody. People are waving to me who saw me. I gave the Daf on Shabbos. Also, I've given the Daf a few times on Shabbos. This is my first time on a weekday. It's a big, very big zechus. We're picking up Pei Gimel, five lines from the very bottom of 83b. We've been discussing the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. Rabbi said Kisui Hadam is you shecht an animal, and you're going to eat it, and the blood falls on the ground, and you cover it up. You actually need dirt underneath and on top, and that is a mitzvah, and we make a bracha on this mitzvah even. We've been discussing the Mishnah excluded holy animals, mukdashin. So we've been discussing why that's excluded, why those animals do not get a Kisui Hadam. So what we said yesterday is you can't add dirt to the Mizbeach and then put the dam because you're adding to the binyan of the Mizbeach, or there's a chatzitza, something blocking between the Mizbeach and the dam. So we've excluded it because it's not roi, it's not roi labila. So the Gemara has a suggestion that maybe there's a way to fix it up, that we could have an animal that's a carbon, that's dam is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and still fulfill the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. So we're five lines up from the bottom, 83b, Pei Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Ligvarei Velichsei, let's scrape off the blood and then cover it up. So they're suggesting we could scrape the blood off the Mizbeach after the Zrikas Adam, and then we'll be able, Rabbi Yosei, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, Baruch Hashem. Because we know, Mi Lotnan, don't we have a Mishnah? It's in a few days. It's coming right up. This is a preview of coming attractions. Dam hanitas, dam, that during the shechita, it sprayed out. It didn't just fall on the ground. Rabbi said it sprayed out a little distance. V'sha'ol ha'sakin, or it's on the knife that they did the shechita with. So what do we do with that dam? It's chayiv l'chaser. So we still have to cover up that dam. It needs a kisui. Amo digori mechaselei. So we see we must wipe off the dam and cover it. That's the dam that's on the knife. We're not saying about we're burying our knife. It's not a ne'itza b'karka with our knife. We scrape the dam off the knife onto the ground, and then we add more dirt on top to be mekayim the mitzvah of kisui dam. Hachanami, here too, dam that was on the mizbeach, because we're supposed to zorek the dam on the mizbeach, as we know from Zvachim days. Nigvar v'nechasele, we should wipe it off the mizbeach and then cover it onto the ground, and then cover it up with dirt. Ibekodshi mizbeach, the Gemara says, if we're only talking about karbanos, kodshi mizbeach, Hachanami, that would be true. Hachaba mayaskinan, but here, what are we dealing with? Koche bedekabayas. Rabbi Yosei, bedekabayas is the building fund, the operations fund, and you can give an animal as a carbon. That's koche mizbeach, or you can give an animal to the upkeep of the temple. And now this belongs to the temple, and it's kochim, but it's koche bedekabayas. That's not going to become a carbon, but it is holy, and you can't use it. So if someone shechted this animal, they can't eat it. They can't use it. So the Gemara is saying it shouldn't be chayev and kisui adam. Okay, top of pei daled, v'lif karinu v'likasinu, but we could be porek, we could buy it back from bedek abayas, and then we could do kisui adam, because as long as it belongs to the base of Mikdash, it's aser behana, we can't eat it, and therefore it wouldn't be chayev and kisui adam, according to this Tana. But if we buy it back, then we'd be chayev and kisui adam, because we could now eat this animal. The Gemara says, be'inan ha'amad of ha'racha, but we need, in order to buy it back, we need ha'amada, standing up, for ha'aracha, estimation. There's a whole maseches erchin. If you give your erich, is your valuation to the mikdash. It's a form of a vow. Here we say we need to stand up the animal, get a good look at it, so we know that the base of mikdash gets their fair value when we buy the animal back. Come on. So which Tana holds that we need both things? We need a shechita you can eat, and we also need hamad aracha. We need to get a fair evaluation. We need to see the animal alive to know its value, so the base of Mikdash gets their money. Ik Rabbi Meir, if this were Rabbi Meir, damar hakol hayu b'chlo hamad aracha. Rabbi Meir says, all animals, whether they are karbanos, kochi mizbeach, or they're kochi bedek abayas, they belong to the building fund, they need hamad aracha. Ha'amar shechita sheina ru'i yishmel shechita. But Rabbi Meir says, a shechita that's an eina ra'ui, that you can't eat it, for whatever reason, it's a trefer, it's aser behanar, here it belongs to the temple. He says that's still a good shechita to invoke the requirement of kisui hadam. Ik Rabbi Shimon, but if there's Rabbi Shimon on the other hand, damar shechita she'ena ru'ya lo shma shechita, Rabbi Shimon says a shechita that you can't eat it, that's not a good shechita to require kisui dam. Now, you saw this on Shabbos stuff also, that Rabbi Shimon says a shechita she'ena roi, that you can't eat it, also does not invoke the halacha of osav espino. So he says a shechita you can't eat, it doesn't even start the clock on this mitzvah. But he says, damar lo hayu b'chlol ha-madaracha. He says, kodesh mizbeach, they need ha-madaracha, they have to be alive to redeem them. But kodesh b'dekabayis, even after you shecked them, you'd still be able to redeem them, even though you can't stand up the animal. Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe he. Rav Yosef says, this halacha goes according to Rebbe. D'nesiv li'oliba t'tanayim. Rebbe took two different tanayim to formulate his own personal opinion. B'shchita she'enu roi. Savarlok Rabbi Shimon, for a shechita that you can't eat it right now, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that it doesn't start the halacha. So therefore, he wouldn't be chayav to cover it, because he can't eat this animal, because it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash still. Pamadaracha, Savarlok Rabbi Meir. But Pamadaracha, the requirement to have the animal stand up and look at it before you redeem it, he holds like Rabbi Meir, that would be required. So therefore, it would be impossible to do kisui adam on an animal that belonged to the temple, to the building fund, that got shechted. So it would be excluded from the halach of kisui adam. Ibai seima kule Rabbi Shimon. Or you can say the entire Mishnah that excludes kol shem, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon he. V'shayni hacha, and it's different by kisui adam. Why? D'amakra v'shafach v'kisei. The Torah tells us you spill out the blood, that's the shechita, and you cover it. Now, it doesn't actually have those words next to each other, Rabbi Yisai. But it says, I'll give you the whole thing, Ish, ish, mi b'nei Yisrael, mi negere gar b'techam, asher yatsu tzeid, a person who traps a trapping. We're going to see a little more about what that means a little later. V'chaya o'of, a wild animal or a bird, asher ye'achel, which is edible. Shafach es damo v'kisahu be'afar. He spills its blood, that's the chita, and he covers it in the dirt. So there aren't any verbs between the shafach and the kisa. There's no other action going on that interrupts between the shechita and the kisui. So the Gemara says, Yatza zeh shemechutzer shficha pidiya v'kisui. But for animals that belong to the Beis Hamikdash, there would be a shechita, and then he has to go through the legal requirements of redeeming the animal, buying back the animal in order to be chayiv in kisui adam. So the Torah says there shouldn't be anything in the middle. There shouldn't be anything between your shechita and your kisui. And here there would be something in the middle, therefore it's excluded. The Gemara says, Hashta da'achsiz lahachi, now that we've come to this line of reasoning, afilu teima kochi mizbeach, even karbanos that we discussed before, it'd be a problem scraping the dam of the mizbeach, would be what we would have to do. Kish, that those would also be excluded in karbanos. Mish ainu mechusar ela shvicha v'kisui, because our logic says the pasuk requires us there shouldn't be anything in between the shechita and the kisui. Yatza zeh shemechusar shvicha grira v'kisui. But we saw if we put the dam up on the mizbeach, there would be a shechita. Then a little review of zvachim, there'd be a kabbalah b'kli, and they would have a holacha. They'd bring the dam to the mizbeach if they needed. And then they would do zrika, they'd spritz the dam on the mizbeach in the right place, maybe pour out the leftover dam. And then after that, they would have to scrape off the dam onto the floor and then cover it. So there's a lot going on in between the shechita and the kisui. So therefore, it's excluded. So kodesh mizbeach and kodesh b'dek habayis, mukdashin, as our Mishnah calls them, are excluded from kisui dam. Marbar of Ashi Amar Kra. So Marbar Ashi is another source. Chaya o'of, a wild animal or a bird. He says, "Ma chaya eina kodesh." There are no karbanos that are chaya. We never bring a deer or wild animals as any sort of karban. Af of eina kodesh. So to a bird that is not kodesh. So the Gemara says, "Ima chaya she'ein b'mina kodesh." But a chaya, there's never a karban that's a chaya. Af of she'ein b'mina kodesh. So it should be only birds. Kisui Adam would apply only to birds that do not have a min of kodesh. But we know there are birds that have karbanos come from them. Otzi Turin Ubnei Yona, Shiesh B'mina Kodesh. This would seem to exclude from the requirement of Kisui Adam the Turin Ubnei Yona, because those come as karbanos. So Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara is thinking right now, if you had a Tur or a Ben Yona, and you wanted to have it for lunch, so it's a little bird, you want to shecht it at home and have it for lunch, the thought process is it would be excluded from Kisui Adam, because that same animal could be brought as a karban in the Beis Hamikdash. Lo, Kichaya, it should be like a chaya. Ma chaya lo chilaktaba. We don't make any distinctions. A chaya is a chaya. The pasuk just says chaya. It doesn't say mechaya. It doesn't say some of the chayas. It just says chaya. Af of lo tachlok bo. So too, and of, we don't make any distinctions. So if this bird, this particular bird, is a carbon, it's a chatas of or an olas of, that bird doesn't need kisui yadam. As we've seen, mukdashin is excluded. But if you're having a tor or a ben yona for lunch, you might need a few of them because they're smaller, but you could have them for lunch. These would need kisui yadam. We don't make any distinction. Just like chayas, they're all, that they can't be a carbon. So too the birds. It's interesting. The Chinuch writes that behemoths don't get the kisui adam. So the Sefer Chinuch says a reason for this is the dam of a behema, much of it is going into the Beis HaMikdash, and it's being used to be mechaper. So when someone shets a behema, he's realizing it's usually, understand, we're eating cows, goats, sheep. These are the same exact animals that are karbanos in the Mikdash, that their blood goes up on the Mizbeach to be mechaper for us. When someone shets a behema, he has in mind that the dam of a behema is already... it's already achieved a kapara in a way. It's being used for us this way. But by a chayer oaf, they usually don't go up on the mizbeach. And even the karbanos that come from oaf, there's very little dam there. We saw before in Zvachim, they had to sort of squeeze. There was a mitzui dam. They had to squeeze the bird, the blood out of the bird. It wasn't very much of it in there. The Kli Yakar actually says this could be a siog de raisa. This could be the Torah is preventing us from eating blood. We know we don't eat blood. So Kli Yakar says requirement to cover the blood based on the Rashbam, so it gets dirty, you can't eat it, so now you're not going to come to eat the dam. That's a way to remember, not to eat the dam. So there are a lot of deep reasons behind Kisui Adam. It's not so simple. Amar Le Yaakov Mina. So Yaakov the Min. So we're going to see this is a very interesting Min. A Min usually means a hirtik, but this one's a very well-read, well-educated hirtik. I think he went to Daf Yomi before. He says to Rava, Kai Malan Chaya Bichlal Behema Lissimonim. So we learned just 2 weeks ago in this room, Rabosai, we learned that Chaya Bichlal Behema Lissimonim, the Simane Kashrus, the signs of a kosher animal, that the signs of a Chaya being kosher are the same signs as a Behema being kosher. So Rabbi says, Yaakov the Min knows this, and he suggests to Rava, Eimanami behema beklol chaya lekisui. So if a chaya has the same simanim as a behema, so too a behema should get kisui adam just like a chaya. Amar le, Rava says back to him, Alecha amar kra, the Torah talks about your issue. It says, Allah aretz tishpachenu kemayim. There's a pasuk about shechting behemas, and it's dafka by behemas. It says, on the ground you will spill it like water. So the blood of a behema is compared to water. Ma mayim lo baya kisui. There's never a requirement to cover up water. Hi, so too, the blood of a behema, lo baya kisui. It should never need a kisui. Ela me'ata, so Yaakov the Min, he has an interesting suggestion. So he says, if you're going to tell me the blood of a behema is like water, yot bilu bo. So we should make a mikveh out of it. Someone should check some behemas, put it in a boar, and we'll have tevila of somebody going to the mikveh in the blood of a behema. This guy has an interesting imagination. But it's a good point. If it's compared to mayim, maybe it's like mayim. Amar Kroh, so Rava says back, the pasuk says, Ach mayan ubor mikveh mayim ye tahor. So the pasuk says, somebody who's tameh, he needs to go into a mayan, a spring, or a boar, a pit, a mikveh mayim, a gathering of mayim to be tahor. Hane'in midyachinilo. It has to be water-based, not something else, not blood. Even if the Torah compares the blood of a behemoth to mine. Lo, ve'ema honey mili miyotish sharmashkin. So Yaakov the Min says back, maybe this pasuk only excludes other liquids. You know, no milk, no juice, but maybe blood would work. Delo ikre mayim. Aval dam de ikre mayim, the Torah calls it mayim hachanami. So maybe it should work as a mikvah. So Rava says back, trei miyotik siva. Mayan, mayim, bor mayim. He says the mayim, there's two exclusions. Trei miyotik is two exclusions in the pasuk. The word mayim goes back on mayan, a spring of water, a bor mayim, and a pit full of water. Those are ways to make a mikvah. There's two different exclusions. We really need mayim, not dam, even dam compared to mayim. So Yaakov the Min insists, e ma'idi ve'idi l'miyute shar mashkin. So maybe this excludes other liquids from being kosher of a mikvah. Had l'miyute zochelin, but one excludes flowing water. Had l'miyute michunas, and the other excludes gathered water. So the Rava says back, Tzlatim Yutik Sivi. Really, the Pasuk has three exclusions to exclude anything except water. Mayan Mayim, Bor Mayim, Mikvah Mayim. So Rava reads the Pasuk that Mayim goes back on all of the other words. It goes back on the spring, it goes back on the pit, and it goes back on the gathering, the Mikvah itself. They all have to be Mayim. Very good. So I promised that we would talk about the Pasuk, Tana Rabbanan, Asher Yatsud. So the Gemara, there's a brisa that explains this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher yatsud," someone who goes out, he's yatsud seid. We could call it traps a trapping, or provisions a provisioning of animals. So the brisa says, "Ein li ela asher yatsud." We would only know kizu yadam applies if someone goes out, he goes out hunting, trapping. He traps an animal to eat it. So what about nitsudin ve'omdim me'lehem? What about an animal that's already as if it's trapped? Minayin, how do you know that the pasuk applies to these? Kigon, examples are avazim v'tarnagolim. We're talking about geese and ducks. So they're already in the barn. So he doesn't have to go out and trap the goose or the duck or the chicken, sorry. It's already trapped. It's already in his farm. So he just goes over and checks it. Talmud lomar tseid mikomakom. So it's ki yatsud tseid. So he goes out and traps a trapping. That would apply something even already trapped, even an animal you already have on your farm, Rabosai. A bird you already have on your farm, because it doesn't apply to behemoths, or if he had a farm, he had chayas there, they're already trapped, this would still apply to them. They're still chayav in kisui adam. Imken, if so, matom lomar asher yatsud. Why does the Torah say he goes out and he traps an animal? Limda Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching you derech eretz, proper behavior. Shlo yochel adam basar ele behazmana hazot. A person shouldn't just eat flesh eggs all the time. He should consider it, imagine it, as if he has to go out and trap an animal, and that takes some effort, it takes some preparation. So too, eating basar, it's more important, it needs more preparation than eating other foods. Understand, the whole masechta needs a shechita, we're going to see it needs melicha, it needs salting, it needs special preparation before you can eat it properly. So you shouldn't go out and eat meat all the time. We're going to see more about this. Tanu Rabbanan, ki yarchiv Hashem Elokecha es givulecha. So the pasuk says, when Hashem broadens your boundaries, and it's referring to in the Midbar, in the desert, they used to bring all of the meat to the Mishkan. Any behemoth you wanted to eat had to be a karban, so you had to come and you bring it as your shlamim, and then you would eat it. But when Hashem makes our boundaries larger, then we're going to have something called basar taiva. Basar taiva is meat that you want to eat. You have a desire to eat it, a hunger for it. And the Torah tells us you don't have to bring it once we get to Eretz Yisrael and the country is very big. Every time you want to have barbecue, you don't have to bring the animal to the base of Mikdash. So there's a shlomim, you'd be able to eat it then in your own city without bringing it. Lim de Torah derech eretz. So this is also teaching you derech eretz. Shlo yochel adam basar ela te'avon. You shouldn't eat basar unless you really have a hunger for it. You shouldn't just eat flesh eggs, just to eat flesh eggs. Just because that's what's there, if you want meat, you should eat it. Yachol yikach adam min ashuk. So you would think a person should just go buy meat from the shuk, just go buy meat from 7 Mile Market and enjoy. Ve'yochol and eat it. Talmud lamar zevachta mi bekarcha mitzancha. You should shecht. Zevach is another word for shechting. From your cattle and from your flocks. So it should be, if you have flocks, if you have meat available, you have some animals, so then go ahead and enjoy an animal. But if you have to go out and get it, it's hard to get an animal, maybe not. Yachol yizbach kol bekaro v'yochol. You would think you could shecht all of your flock and eat it. You make a giant party. Yachol kol tzono v'yochol, or eat all of your flock. Some of them are mi bekarcha v'lo kol bekarcha. From your animals, not all of your animals. Mitzoncha, from your flock, v'lo kol tzoncha, not all of your flocks. So basically, the Torah is teaching you make it a renewable resource. You don't have, I have a flock of sheep. I'm going to eat all the sheep. I'm going to have one every day until they're all gone. No, you have an animal every once in a while, Rabbi. But it's a renewable resource. You're using most of the animals to regenerate the flock and keep the flock going, so you always have. Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said from here, from this, based on this pasuk and this line of reasoning, Mish yesh lo mana. Someone has a mana, which is 100 zuz, and this is his budget for food. We're going to see, Rabbi Osai, this isn't his budget for a day. 100 zuz is already a lot of money. So this must be his budget for his family for a month, or maybe if it's for a year. So if he has 100 zuz, he has a mana, yikoch lepaso, he should buy for his pots, litra yerek, just vegetables. There's even here, Rabbi Osai, that a vegetarian diet is the least important of all the diets. Asara mana, if he has 10 mana, 1,000 zuz, yikoch lepaso, litra dogim, he should buy fish. Chamishi mana, if he has 50 mana, 5,000 zuz, yikach lepaso yitra basar. Now he should start eating meat. We see from here, Rashi Tosfos already point out, they say, wow, in those days the fish was less expensive than the meat. So Rashi and Tosfos already say that their fish was more expensive than meat. We have this also usually. If he has mea mana, he has 100 mana, 10,000 zuz, yishpatulo kadera bechol yom. He should have meat, he can have flesh eggs every day because he has 10,000 zuz. Rabbi said, this must be his budget for the year, because we understand that for 100 zoos, you could already get 50 kid goats. How do you know? Shkayach, Pesach, Rabbi said, it's Purim Katan, 1 month to Purim, 2 months, it's going to be Leil Seder, Shkayach, Chazak, Avruch. We know you can get 50 goats for 100 zoos. How do we know? Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya, my father bought for two zuzim. Two zuzim gets you a very small goat. We know it's a small one because the cat ate it. So understand, this is his budget for the year, or for his whole family, for the month, something like this. If you have enough money that it's not going to put a dent in the finances, you could have fleishigs even every day. The Gemara says, Enoch Amos, the rest of us, when should we eat fleish? We don't have so much money. So Gemara says, Me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos. You could have fleishigs on Shabbos. Even if there's not a lot of money going around, you should fleishigs on Shabbos. The halacha brought in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishabrua, if you need to borrow money even for Sudas Shabbos, for Kavod Shabbos, we even borrow money, we'll lend you money, that you should have some fleishigs on Shabbos. Amar Rav, so Rav says, Tzrichin anu lachush ledivri zokin. So Rav says, we should worry about the words of the zokin, referring to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So famously also, while we're discussing Pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, we're going to say this in 2 months, Hare ani kiven shivim shana. He says, it's as if I'm 70 years old. He wasn't 70 years old. Rabbi said he was 18 years old, and his wife gave him gray hairs prematurely, so he could be 70 years old and become the Rosh Yeshiva. So he says, Kiven Shivim Shana. He says, I'm as if I'm 70 years old, and Chochma. He was a Chocham. So the word Zokin also means Ze Kone Chochma. So someone who's arrived in years and also arrived in wisdom. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says in response to what Rava says, Abba is another name for, it's probably the real name of Rav, and Rav is an honorific, a title. He says, Abba mimishpachas brim hava. He's from a very healthy, sturdy family. Aval kigon anu, but people like us, mishyesh lo pruta betoch kisa, if you have a penny in your pocket, you're tzeinu lechenvani. Go to the butcher and get yourself a little meat. It's good for your health. So he says, listen, if you need meat for your health, you need the amino acids, you need the protein, Go and eat meat. People who are very strong and very sturdy, they can afford to eat meat once a week for their health. It doesn't affect them. That's fine. But us, we need it. Interestingly, Rabbi Yochanan was obese. Rabbi Yochanan was very fat. The Gemara brings in many places. But apparently he was also very aware of what his dietary needs were. So he was a big guy, but he knew he had to eat meat to be healthy. Amar Rav Nachman, Kegon Anu, Rav Nachman's even in a later generation. He says, "Gun anu lovin va'ochlin." We should even borrow money in order to eat meat for our health. We have a concept of, it's called niskatnu adoros. The generations get smaller in spiritual accomplishments sometimes. And yiridus adoros, that generations are descending, getting further from Har Sinai, and also getting spiritually weaker in a sense, but physically weaker in a sense. He says, we're even further along, and we need the meat in order to maintain our health. So there's an interesting application of this concept. Rav Avadia Yosef Zatzal, he says, that the custom is, if, God forbid, a Sefer Torah falls down, everyone fasts. He says, if we're up to him, he says, I'm not mivatul the minag, that's the minag, that's what Kol Yisrael does. He says, when people are fasting, they get weak, they get grumpy, they can't concentrate, and they go in bed all day. Or they go to the office, they don't get anything done, or they're in bed. He says, if we're up to him, I would have them eat a little breakfast and go to Kol all the whole day, go learn the whole day, daven the whole day, and they're actually going to accomplish something. But he says, it's not mivatul the minag, but he says, that's what he would do if we're up to him. As he suggests also for a tainis halom, so when it's a bad dream, the custom is to fast the next day. He says, you're really better off learning. It's better to eat and learn than to not eat anything, and then you can't learn, you can't concentrate, you're grumpy. That's an application of Yiridus Adoros. We're not as tolerant to discomfort, we're not as tolerant to hunger as previous generations were. So if you need meat to be healthy, gezunt to hate, get the meat. So, kivasim lelivushecha, while we're on the topic of psukim that tell us about brachas, about our animals, so it says, you're going to wear your kivasim, you're going to wear your sheep. What does that mean? Migez kivasim yihum abashecha. You should wear wool. It's very helpful, Rabbi Sayyid, in the winter. Good advice. Mechir sade atudim, and sell the field for flocks. So the Gemara explains, le'olam yimkor adam sade v'yikach atudim. You should reduce your investment in agriculture, and you should increase your investment in livestock. But don't decrease your livestock to buy more agriculture. I'm not giving investment advice. It's not investment advice. But the Gemara says you should have the livestock. V'day chelev izim. And it's enough, the milk of goats. Dayo le'adam, it should be enough for a person. She'is parnes mechelev gedim t'laim shebetoch beso. that if he has he has ewes, he has sheep and goats that are giving milk, it's good advice. He should get parnasa from the milk, from making cheese, selling the milk, drinking the milk, using that, rather than shechting off the herd and eating the meat, and then he has no animals left. Should use the animals again as a renewable resource and get the money, get the sustenance from their milk. Lelachmecha, lelechem beitecha, for your bread and for the bread of your house. Lachmecha, kodem lelechem beisecha. Your own food comes before your house. Rabbi, so if you don't take care of yourself, your own health, you can't really take care of your household, your wife and children. L'havdil, they say in the airplane, if there's a loss of pressure, the mask comes down, put your own mask on before you try to help other people, because you need the oxygen first, Rabbi Yosai. So it's good advice. Chaim l'narosecha, give life to your youth, your young children. Amar marzutra, bereder Rav Nachman, ten chaim l'narosecha, mikan limda torah derech eretz. What does this mean, give them life? It's teaching you more derech eretz. Shelo yilamed adam es b'no basar v'yayin. You shouldn't get your child used to basar v'yayin. You shouldn't have them having luxuries, having extravagant. They shouldn't go on the most fancy vacation, get the best food, because they're going to get used to this, and maybe they won't be able to afford it. I think it might be davka basar v'yayin, because we know from Sanhedrin, what about a child who is a glutton with basar v'yayin? What do you call him? Very good, a ben sorim boreh. So there's a danger here. The child will get so used to it, start stealing money, and start robbing people, God forbid, for his appetite, to get his basar v'yayin, to get his luxuries. Amar Rabbi Yochada, turning over to Amud Beis. Harotze sheyis asher yasag b'behema daka. Someone who wants to get rich, he should get involved in behema daka. That's small animals, sheep and goats. Amar Rav Chista, my dichsiv, what's the pasuk that proves it? Ashterot tzonecha. They're called ashterot tzonecha. Sheme ashrot et ba'alehem. They make rich the ashterot. It could mean cliffs, but it seems to mean it's lashon osher. Osher is wealth. It makes him rich. Rabbi, we're all wondering, this is very strange, because we learned in Sanhedrin that a roeh, a shepherd of Behema Daka, is psul le'edus. We assume he's a thief. Because a roeh of Behema Daka, he might let his animals go in someone else's field, someone else's garden, and that's stealing, Rabbi. And we know further that it sounds so strange. You're going to get rich working with small animals. The Tosfos on top, he explains. He says, Im tamar d'mina b'perik makam shenagu, he brings from Psachim also, Osik behema daka eno roe simin bracha. Someone who's involved in behema daka does not see a simin bracha. He doesn't get a bracha out of his work. Omer Rabbeinu Tam is an answer. Chasum b'yishuv. That's if he's got his behema dakas in the yishuv, in the settled area near the town where people have their fields. Mishum ayin hara. But it's mishum ayin hara. People are going to see his animals, his flocks getting bigger and have ayin hara on them. Aval hacha ayri b'chorshin, out in the forest, out in the wilderness, delo shal debahu eina. That's okay. You're going to get rich if your animals are out in the wilderness. Rabbi Yosai, I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam. The reason I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam is there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma Pei Aleph that talks about the takanos of Yehoshua. The first Yehoshua. When Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they made certain takanos, certain rules, certain regulations about land use in Eretz Yisrael. One of them is you cannot have your behema daka in the yishuv, period. It's usur, because they eat everybody's crops. You have to take them out to the forest. That's where you take care of them. So I don't understand where Rabbeinu Tam tells us, it's an ayin hara problem. If your animals are near the city, people are going to see them. It's not an ayin hara problem. It's a rule. Yeshua made the rule. That's the rules. That's the halacha. You take your animals out of the city so they don't eat everybody's things. So I don't understand. So maybe what Rabbeinu Tam is really saying is, you know, if you're doing business correctly and they're out in the wilderness and they're not hurting anybody, then people are going to know you're doing business honestly. They'll do business with you. It'll be fine. Your animals aren't going to damage anybody. And that's will remove the ayin hara. So maybe that's what he's saying. I'm not so sure. But it's very schwer based on what we learned. And what we learned that a roe is pasul edus, we learned in Sanhedrin. So that's if it's his own animal. So you can give your animals to a roe. And since it's not his own animals, he's not going to take them to someone else's yard to eat someone else's food, which would be stealing, because we say, Ein adam chote v'lo lo. A person doesn't do a sin that he doesn't get his own benefit from. So if you give your animals to a roe, they're not his own animals, then it's not a problem. So that roe would be kosher edus, but somebody who's a roe of his own behema daka, and they're in the city, we're worried that he's letting those animals chow down on someone else's produce. So that would be psul edus. Good, so that's That's something. If you want to get involved in Behemah Dukkah, you need to follow the rules. You need to have them in the right place. You need to be Osek Behemah Dukkah carefully so you can get rich. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, while we're on the topic of what to eat and drink, he says, Kasa de Charshin, I'd rather drink from the cup of a sorcerer, but lo kasa de potion, and not a cup of lukewarm liquid. So we know that sorcerers would make spells, incantations on their cups. We learned this from whom? Yosef Avinu. Yosef says, I use my cup for incantations. He's pretending to be, you know, a sorcerer. So it would be dangerous to drink from their cups. So the Gemara explains, Hani mele bekli matres. That's only if it's a metal cup, we're worried about it. Well, bekli cheres, a ceramic cup, your coffee mug, leislanba, not a problem. Kli matres, nami, even in a metal cup, lo amaran, we didn't say there's a danger, ele delo shade behu tzivya, if he didn't put any coffee in it. Well, tzivya means herbs, which I understand if he put some herbs, some spices, some tea, coffee. Aval shade behu tzivya, if he had that in his cup, leislanba, then it's still okay to drink it lukewarm. The kilo shade behu tzivya, and even if he didn't put in herbs, name lo amaran ele delo tzitz. So it's not a problem, only if it didn't come to a boil. Aval tzitz, leislanba. If this liquid had come to a boil first, apparently that kills off the bacteria or removes whatever sort of ruach ra or tumah here is a danger, and then you could still drink from it, even though it's cooled down, now it's lukewarm, now it's potion. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan, further, Rabbi Yochanan told us about not to use all your money on meat if you don't have to, but if you need it for your health. Rabbi Yochanan's the one who told us, you run out and get some meat if you need it for your health. And now he's telling you, mi shechaniach lo aviv maus, someone whose father left him a lot of money. Verotzei la'abdan. And he says sarcastically, you want to lose all your money. Here's some advice. Yobosh klei pishtan. You should wear linen. V'yishtamish b'kli zechuchis. And use glass kalim. V'yiskor po'olim v'al yeshev imachem. And hire workers to do your work, but don't supervise them. Don't be with them. So they explain, yobosh klei pishtan b'kitna rumita. So when we say linen, we mean the Roman linen, which apparently is very thick, very thin, not thick enough to be durable, and it's going to wear out quickly. But the regular linen would be okay. V'yishtamish b'kli zechuchit, what do you mean glass? Zugita chivarta, that's white crystal, which is a very thin, very fine glass. That's going to break, especially when the kids are on Rabosai, the crystal is going to break. V'yiskor polim v'al yeshev imahem, and he hires workers, he doesn't supervise them. Beturi, this is with oxen. Nafish p'seidaihu, that there's a lot of loss could happen. So Rashi explains maybe they're going to trample the vineyard, they're going to knock over the vines. People aren't going to be careful, they're going to drive the oxen too hard. Have you ever seen a three-ox pile up? It's a humongous mess. It's hard to straighten out. So if someone hires workers and lets them just run the oxen however they want, it's going to be a mess. He's going to lose his oxen, lose his vineyard. Not going to be good. Darish Rav Avira. Rav Avira has a drosha. Zimnin Amar Le Mishmei de Rabbi Ami. And someone has said in the name of Rabbi Ami, Zimnin Amar La Mishmei de Rabbi Asi. Someone has said it in the name of Rabbi Asi. Mai Dichsiv. Tov ish chonen umalve. What does the pasuk mean? It says it's good the man who's chonen umalve, v'yachalkil devarav. He is chonen. He's gracious. He's giving. He's malve. He's lending out. He's giving out from himself. Yachalkil devarav. He's providing for his devarav b'mishpat. His words with justice. So it's sort of a strange thing. There's mishpat. There's justice. And there's also chonen and malve. He's also giving out. He's lending out. So what does it mean? La'olam yochel adam. A person should eat the yishte and drink pachot mi masha yeshlo, less than his socioeconomic status. Even if a person could afford to get very good stuff, to get the top shelf whiskey, to get the best cuts of meat, he shouldn't get quite the best things. He should be pachot. He should go a little bit less down when he's feeding himself. He shouldn't get necessarily the fanciest food. V'yilbash v'yitkase b'masha yeshlo, but he should wear clothing and cover himself according to his socioeconomic status. You know, if he has a decent amount of money, he shouldn't look sloppy. You know, he should look what he is. V'chabed ishto, this is where it gets interesting, Rabosai. V'chabed ishto uvanav yoser mima sheyeshlo. But he should give respect, give kavod to his wife and children with more than he has, above his tax bracket, above his socioeconomic status. So it's very interesting. So how does he give what he doesn't have? So Rashi seems to imply he gives more than he has. So in the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ish Chai writes that what does it mean? Well, it's good advice. He's reduced his spending on food and drink. So because he's reduced his spending on food and drink, he's not having meat every day, he's not having wine every day. Now he has a little bit of a surplus that he can use on the wife and children, you know, to get them nice clothing for Yom Tov is the minhag, to get them kids candy. So once it doesn't mean you're going to borrow money that you don't have and you're going to run up credit card debt, God forbid, that you can't afford to get your children nice things for Yom Tov. It means, okay, you're not going to have quite as much food, quite as nice food. You're still eating when you need to eat. You're still eating flesh when you need to eat flesh. But you know, you're a little less extravagant in the Seuda, and you can afford to give respects with clothing and toys and candy to your wife and kids. That's really what it means. And they explain further, this is an amazing insight. This is a psychological insight, which is tremendously deep. Shehen, because them, the wife and children, your family, Rabbi Yossi, tzuluyin bo, are dependent on him, on the man of the house. The who, and you, all of us men, Rabbi Yossi, tzuluy b'mish amar v'chaya olam. We depend on Hashem, on the one who spoke, and the world came into existence. You understand, your wife and children are looking to you to be the provider, to be the rock, to be the sustainer, to be solid when things around you, things outside the house are maybe chaotic and scary. You are the rock. You are the one everyone's looking up to. But you, Rabbi Yossi, we're not looking at our wife and kids to save us. They can't. We're looking at Hashem. We depend only on Hashem. And the Lashon is Davka, Misha Amar V'chaya Olam, is Amira, is a Lashon of Rachamim. We know the world was first created with Din. The world was first created with Din. It couldn't, Elohim is the name for Din. It couldn't survive. So then Hashem created through Amira. Through Amira is a Lashon of Rachamim, of being Chonen and Malve, that we depend only on Hashem. So it says, Tuluyin, we're hanging. Rabbi said, we're nothing. We have nothing. Everything we are depends on Hashem. And our family, they might not know it, but they're depending on us to provide for them. We are like a conduit. We are like the pipe. Hashem is pouring the bracha through us, through our learning, through our davening, through our hishtadlus and parnasa, into our entire family. This is a very deep Indian, a lot of psychological insight here. We've got to go vayter. Darish Rav Eina apitcha devei Reish Galusa. So Rav Eina said at the doorway to the Reish Galusa, so in front of everybody he said this, Hashochet lechole b'Shabbos, someone who shechts an animal for a sick person on Shabbos, chayiv lekasos, has to cover the dam. We're not talking about a person with a headache. We're talking about a person who is so ill that they need to eat the meat to get better. They're a cholish yesh bo sakana. There's a danger if they don't get the meat, they're going to get worse. So we even shecked meat for them on Shabbos. So his chiddush is we have to do kisui adam, which on Shabbos, of course, might involve some problems. There's dirt. There's a shovel. On Shabbos, if you dig a hole of dirt, you're going to get in big trouble. That's a deraisa. So amar lahu Rava. So Rava says back to Rav Eina, Ishtmote kamar, you're saying something shocking. Lishtmute amore mine. We're going to take away your amore, your loudspeaker, your microphone. Back then, the custom was the Rav giving shir would say it over quietly, and someone with a booming voice would say it over loudly. That was called the amore. So he says, we're going to take away your loudspeaker, meaning we don't want people to listen to you, because what you're saying, that we do kisui adam and Shabbos, is not correct. So how does Rav know? Detanya, there's a brisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, koi ein shechtin oso b'yamtev. Now this koi was this quasi behema, quasi chaya, and it was a suffek. So the Mishnah had said, we do kisui adam on a koi, we suffek, it might be a chaya. But because it might be a behema, we don't want to do it on Yom Tov. So we don't want to shek to them on Yom Tov because we come to this situation of suffek. V'im shachtu, if they shekted it on Yom Tov, ein mechasin es damo. We do not cover their dam. So mikal v'chomer, this is a kal v'chomer, we can't cover their dam. Ma mila, a bris mila, shevada doche Shabbos. A vadai bris mila is doche Shabbos. What does it mean? Mazel tov, the boy was born on Shabbos. So the bris, again, mazel tov, is the next Shabbos. Beautiful. Ein sveika doche Yom Tov, but a suffek bris is not doche Yom Tov. What does that mean? It means a week before Yom Tov, Mazel Tov, the baby was born, during Bein HaShemashas. Bein HaShemashas is in between the sunset, and it's either the very end of the previous day or the very beginning of the next day. But we don't know which, Rabbi Yossi. During Bein HaShemashas, it's suffek Yom, suffek Laila. So because the baby was born a week ago, a week before Yom Tov, so now you're coming to Erev Yom Tov. So you would give him the bris Erev Yom Tov, he might not have had 8 days yet, Rabbi Yossi, so he came for the bris yet. So to give him the bris on Yom Tov, we can't do, because maybe he was born a week before Erev Yom Tov. So the suffek of a bris is not Doche Yom Tov, we have to wait till the day after Yom Tov to give him the bris. because we don't know if he was born the week before Erev Yom Tov or the week before Yom Tov. So it's not Doche Yom Tov. So Kisui Adam is what we're comparing to, She'ein Vada'o Doche Shabbos. Avadai Kisui Adam is not Doche Shabbos. We do not do Kisui Adam on Shabbos. Ein Din She'ein Sveiko Doche Yom Tov. So therefore, from the Kal Vachomer, the din is the Suffolk Kisui Adam. That's Kisui Adam on a koi, which is the quasi behema, quasi chaya. It's not Doche Yom Tov. So we can't do Kisui Adam on Yom Tov, even if they shekted the koi on Yom Tov. So we saw from this that the Kisui Adam, even a Vada Kisui Adam, is not allowed on Shabbos. So therefore, Rav was right, Rav Eina is wrong. Amar lo, Tekiyas Shofar Gevulin Tochiach, he doesn't give up. We have a din of Tekiyas Shofar Begvulin, that we blow the shofar on Yom Tov in the Gevulin, meaning outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a gezeira, we don't want people to carry the shofar, blow the shofar on Shabbos, but we allowed it in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Gevulin outside, it's not allowed on Shabbos. So, but we do allow it on Yom Tov. So he's claiming we allow you to do playing the musical instrument of blowing the shofar. We allow it on Yom Tov, even outside the Mikdash. She'ein vada doche Shabbos. Even though the vadai blowing of a shofar, even if Shabbos is on Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow the shofar, Rabosai. So if Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow the shofar. That means ein vada doche Shabbos, sveika doche Yom Tov. But the suffik is doche Yom Tov, a suffik requirement of tekiyas shofar. Does push aside Yom Tov, you can blow the shofar on Yom Tov. Heishiv Rebbe Elazar HaKapar. So Rebbe Elazar HaKapar has an answer. Beribi has answered this. Beribi is like an honorific title. He's really Gishmak. We're going to see why. He has a tshuva. Ma lemila, but what about, let's compare back to Bris Mila. Sheken, eina nuheges belele yomim tovim. It doesn't apply during the nights of Yom Tov. So there's no bris during the night of Yom Tov. He's going to explain. Tomar beKisui, can you compare to Kisui Adam? Shenoeg belele yomim tovim. Kisui Adam does apply during the night of Yom Tov. If he shekted an animal at night, he's chayev lekasos the dam to cover the dam at night. Amar Rabbi Abba ze echad min hadvarim sheAmar Rabbi Chia. So this is one of the things Rabbi Chia said. Ein li aleihem tshuva. I didn't have an answer for it. V'cheshi Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Beribi tshuva. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Beribi. This is how I got the name Beribi. Rabosai. He had a good answer. So he has knocked out that line of reasoning. Katani michas kisui she'ein vaday doche Shabbos. So we learn from here anyway. We learn from this whole exchange that a kisui adam does not doche Shabbos. It's not allowed on Shabbos. My vadayu. What do we mean? It's a vaday kisui adam. Vadao de kasui de lo dache Shabbos. What do you mean? Even a vadai kisui adam does not doche Shabbos. Rabosai. Love hashochet lechole b'Shabbos. This is someone who's shochet, who's shechting for a chole on Shabbos. So the shechita was allowed. V'dilma de avar v'shochet. So maybe he broke Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos, or he broke Shabbos and he shechted the animal. So no, it's dumia de mila. The Brisa compares it to a bris mila. Ma mila, just like the mila is b'shus. It's being done properly. Because there's a mitzvah to do the mila. Even on Shabbos, if the baby was born last Shabbos, the mitzvah is to do the mila this Shabbos. Af kisui, so to the kisui dam we're talking about, is nami is birshus. That's done with permission. So it must be the kisui dam we're talking about is for a chole. And even though the shechita of the animal was done for a chole, sheyesh b'sakana, who mamish needed the meat for their health, we still do not allow the kisui dam on Shabbos. So Rava was right, we should take away his loudspeaker. Amrlo tekiyas shofar gvulin tochiach. So they said to him, explaining what does it mean tekiyas shofar, blowing the shofar outside of the Beis HaMikdash proves it. She'ein vadayu doche Shabbos. Blowing the shofar is not doche Shabbos, not allowed on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Sveika doche Yom Tov, but the suffek of blowing shofar does push aside Yom Tov, is allowed on Yom Tov. My sveika. What suffek are we talking about here? Ilei mas suffek hol suffek Yom Tov. We're talking about the day is suffek Yom is suffek. Is it talking about second day Yom Tov? Is it second day Yom Tov? It's suffek if this is Chol or Kodesh. Hashta vaday Yom Tov dachya. A vaday Yom Tov, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's pushed aside for blowing shofar. Suffek Yom Tov, suffek Chol Mibaye. So of course, the second day of Yom Tov, where it's a suffek if it's even Yom Tov, it might even be a Chol, it might even be a weekday. So of course, we blow the shofar on the second day. Turning over top of Pehei, Ela suffek Ish suffek Isha. What's going on is the person who needs to hear the shofar. We don't know if they're a man or a woman. So they're both sides. America, 2019, we have these things walking around. Oi, what the Gemara is talking about is a tumtum or a drugginess. A person, they were born, they had some sort of covering there, or they were born with both parts or both sides. So we don't actually know if they're really a male or really a female. And blowing shofar is mitzvos aseh shezman grama. It's a time-bound mitzvah. So for a man, he's required deraisa to hear the shofar. Women are not obligated deraisa to hear the shofar because it's mitzvah to say shezman grama. But we don't know what this fellow is, so should we go take a shofar over to this person who's a suffak isha, and blow shofar for them on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yossi goes by his reasoning elsewhere that we would allow you to blow shofar for this person. Da'amar isha vadais nami taka. He says, a vadai woman, she can also blow the shofar or hear the shofar. Detanya, the Braisa says, Bnei Yisrael somchin. The Bnei Yisrael, they lean. Talking about leaning on your carbon ola. When you bring a carbon ola in the base of Mikdash, you lean on it with all your weight before it goes off to Shechita. It sort of becomes a stand-in for you. If you, God forbid, an ola is brought for Bittul Asa, you didn't put on your tefillin, you bring your ola, you lean on it, you confess your lack of putting on tefillin, it goes off to Shechita, and you get your kapara. But the pasuk says, Bnei Yisrael somchin, they lean on their ola. V'lo Bnei Yisrael, though the daughters of Israel, the women, they don't. They're not somchis. Lo Bnei Yisrael somchis. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Nashim, somchis, Rishus. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they say, if they want to, we're going to let them lean on the animal. They explain, not on a deraisa level. We're not going to have them pushing on the animal entirely, but they can put some weight on the animal to fulfill the mitzvah of leaning. And they go after this logic is the basis for we let our women make brachas even. The Ashkenazi custom is women make brachas on mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, you know, on the lulav, on the sukkah, things like this. The Sephardim, the women don't, but the Ashkenazim, the women even make a bracha on mitzvahs aseh shezman grama when they're makayim it based on this Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Shimon. Shkoyach Rabosai, happy Purim Katan.
Thank you, Saeed. It was my first time hearing you. It was great.